Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to Monday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We're going to get into it today. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you in the name of Jesus for sending Dr. Caroline Leaf to Glory and me into this radio and television audience around the world. We are so blessed. We open our eyes, we open our ears to receive. Jesus, you said it over and over and over, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Well, we have ears to hear. We take it, and we thank you for it. Lord. We bless you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Join Gloria and me today in welcoming Dr. Caroline Leaf to this broadcast.
Thank you so much.
We had such a good time last week.
So much fun.
Oh, my goodness. And I got to tell you, after we got through taping all of last week's broadcast, whoa, we had lunch together. You should have been in on that deal. I mean, we went hours and we had such a good time. It was so wonderful. I remember back what the kids call the olden days. We were in a full gospel Baptist men's fellowship, and oh, God was opening everybody's eyes on the laws of prosperity and abundance, and you know, the air was just charged with it. And so there was a group of us. We went down to breakfast that morning early, and it was a convention going on, and I wasn't speaking that day, so we and. A couple of the other very close friends of ours and their wives, and we had a booth there. And we got to talking, and we got to talking, and we got to talking, and we got to talking. And we ate breakfast kind of like this, you know, we got to talk. A little bit, the girl came by and said, would you like lunch menus? Well, yeah.
So carry on.
They brought the lunch menus, and we kept talking. She came around and said, would you like dinner menus? We thought, we had a service tonight. We jumped up and changed. We sat there the whole day.
Amazing.
It was so rich. And this is the way it was yesterday.
Yes, it was
just so good.
We were so excited. We couldn't stop talking all the way home. Last night, my children, I'm doing this to my children. They said, wow, Mom, give us a break. Our ears are sore now.
We got her started and she couldn't turn off.
Well, that's the way the word of faith is.
It
works in you, and it's working, changing your concept of life, and everything you see and everything you hear is filtered by faith in God and the Word.
Good.
It gets so rich sometimes. It's very easy to see how the rapture of the church comes, the catching away of God's people, because you're only one breath away from it all the time. It's just one more step of faith. And it can just, and you just seem like you're just right there all the time when you get in the Word and it's consecrated,
so
anointed,
exciting.
Like, oh, it's good.
Oh, love it.
Let's open our Bibles, 2 Timothy chapter 1 again, to our foundation scripture. Now, to those of you that are just now tuning in, Dr. Caroline Leaf is one of, if not the foremost brain scientist in this world. Because as a neuroscientist in the study of the brain for, 30 years?
Yep, 30 years.
And all of it done from a Word of God perspective first. Word of faith. She's been involved in this. And before she came to the United States in South Africa, and of course we have ministry established there in South Africa. I was preaching at Rhema Church in Johannesburg when Mac, her husband, got born again. So, I mean, we've been connected one way or another for a long time. I said that to say this. She has the jump on other scientists because she's not only born again, but she has concept of the Word. And she depends on the Word first. The science has to fit the Word instead of trying to make the Word fit the science. Now, this caused revelation to come through the Spirit of God. And then as she took that revelation, which is the truth, and applied it to God's creation, the brain, then the revelation from the Word began to give revelation to the brain and the way God created it. And therefore, the woman is a brain. I mean to tell you. Yeah, glory to God. This is fun, man. I'm telling you. To find out how this thing works and then change the way you've been mistreating it. Amen. You can fix it. We're going to talk about it this week. You can fix this thing. Amen. It's not irreparable. You can fix it. All right. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. God has not given us. Now, the word given here, back up to the 6th verse, I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God, which is in you by the putting on of my hands. Now listen to this. Now, he's referring to that, the gift of God. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, let me read that from a more literal perspective of the way it's written. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but He's given us the spirit of power and the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of a sound mind. Now remember, the Scripture says we have the mind of Christ. Amen. Now what does that mean? When you see the word Christ, remember what we do? We stop, we translate, and meditate. The word Christ is the Greek translation of the Hebrew word Messiah, which means anointed. It is the anointed that removes burdens and destroys yokes. Now, when we stop with this, we have the anointing on our minds that Jesus had on His mind while He was in the earth as the Son of Man, and as He has now. His anointing is on our minds. That means that burden-removing, glorious creation power of God is working in our minds and is available to work on our brains, bringing mental illumination from God just the same as Jesus. We're not a little like Jesus. We're exactly like Him. We're born of His Word, which is incorruptible seed, the Word. We're born of the Word. We're created not only in His image, but in His likeness. Amen. Now you take that. Take it right now. Don't argue with it. Take it. Now, in approaching this, we've been given the idea that memory is going away with age. And, you know, like one idiot said, you know, you can tell when you start getting older, you lose your memory starts going. There's three things. Your memory starts going. Now, I don't remember what the other two were. Now, going around saying and laughing and thinking about stupid stuff like that,
yeah,
that's what gets you into trouble.
Exactly.
It's not funny. It's not a joke. Now, mm-hmm. And I brought that up. People think that is a little humor, yeah, but that they're no different than that. Saying, well, I hope a train don't hit me before we get home.
It's negative.
It's death talk.
You're either speaking life talk or death talk. There's no gray zone.
There's no in between.
There's no gray zone in God's world.
I don't care if it makes you laugh or makes you cry. It's still dead talk.
It's still dead talk.
Mm. Now, let me put this in here, and then I want you to take this and go with it, because the scriptural concept and the way that God created this and what happened in the Word. And then we go get the science on it. because they match.
They match.
Scientific fact and just scientific amplifies. Truth for a lot of cases is two different things. But when the science matches the word, it's scientific truth.
Exactly.
All right. Now, I want to read this from the book of Romans, chapter 5, and we look at the 12th verse here. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Now, years ago, meditating on the things that we're talking about right now, the mind of Christ, spirit, soul, which includes the mind, body, which includes the brain, and I was searching God to help me rightly divide the truth here and see how they're all three supposed to be fed, and there's God's provided food for the spirit, the soul, and the body. And I'm digging in this years ago. And then I come across a scripture that says, the days of man are 120 years on the earth. That's just as much scripture as by his stripes you were healed.
Exactly.
And I thought, wow, now what's going on here? And the Lord showed me two things here. When sin came into the world, the cell structure of the physical body was damaged. Then every 7 to 11, 12 years, as the body completely recycles its cell structure, that flaw in the physical cell increases a little. Each time. Now back there when men lived to be multiple hundreds of years, they did not know how to die. Satan had to talk man into talking himself to death because he couldn't kill him any other way. He couldn't just come in and just kill him. He wasn't allowed to do that.
Exactly.
So he had to make the man was originally the one with the authority. He had to make him kill himself. He had to teach him how to die. So as this flaw increased and increased in the cell structure, then you come up to the desert where 70 or 80 years was imposed. Those people were saying, we're going to die in this desert, 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 we're going to die in this desert. And they died in the desert. And to keep that from going into the next generation, God cut it off at 20 years and above. They died in the desert. The problem is that curse, Jesus bore that curse. He's made a curse for us. The curse is gone. Mm-hmm. It has no power and authority.
Amen.
But the people are still talking the same way they did back there at 70 or 80 years. We're going to die. It's killing me. It scared me to death, thrilled me to death. I'm dying to go. Dying in death and fear, so engaged that they've never been able to crawl out of that 70 or 80 year trap they've been in.
Exactly.
Because of toxic, tore up brains.
It's totally right.
Now,
how does this work, scientist?
How does that work?
You did a good job. I'm listening to you and thinking, you got it. You sound like a scientist yourself there.
No, I'm not.
You're a scientist of the word.
Well, that's, yeah.
There you go. Science is simply a description of God's creation and how it all works and provides a picture of all his truths. That's really all science is. So basically, as we get older, our brain gets better with age. That's the first point. So our brain is designed to get better with age. It's because it's got more added to it. Better with age. So the more we use our brain correctly, the more intelligent we're becoming, which is normal because there's more and more knowledge being added and we're deeply intellectual people. But if we are adding incorrect knowledge, the dying death knowledge, then we obviously not, you know, we're adding too much of the toxic knowledge. You know, last week we spoke about the toxic tree, this being the fear zone, and then that being representative of the love zone, the healthy green tree. So if we are doing that, if we're making the correct decisions, well then our brain is going to be functioning like it should. If not, we're going to be building in all this toxicity. So you quite literally, it happens right down to the level of how the DNA, which contains the chromosomes, which contain the blueprint for making things, the genetic blueprint, how they function. Now, that the genes, the genetic blueprint, simply is responding to signals. But it's designed by God to respond to healthy signals, life signals. So when we speak life over ourselves, when we speak the word, it's responding, and that brings life into the body. So when we do walk around saying, my shoes are killing me, and all the death words that you're saying, basically you are speaking out something that you've already thought, because you can't say what you haven't already thought. So here's stuff that we've just received into our mind. We're hearing society, we're hearing television, we're hearing the media, we're hearing all kinds of people talking, and we just receive this and we think about it, we build memories, we implant these toxic patterns of thinking into our brain. The minute that something like that is there, it causes neurodegeneration, because the genetic blueprint is not designed to respond to a toxic signal. Think of a toxic signal looking like this. Think of a healthy signal being this beautiful, beautiful wave. So when you have this hitting the cell, it goes into the cell, it's received through the cell. Every cell in your body has all these little doorways, like a house has doorways and windows. And every cell has over 1,000 what we call receptors, which are doorways. And each of those doorways is designed to respond to specific chemicals and, you know, oxygen flow and all of it. It's a whole biochemical reaction. And at different times, certain ones open and close. And so there's a huge design in what signals chemically and on an electromagnetic level and on a quantum level come into the cell. And so certain times this door will open and receive this chemical and then close, and then that door will open and receive that quantum signal and close. And it's all for the life of the cell.
So this thing is a, for a better way to put it, this thing is a chemical refinery. The different chemicals that do certain different things for the chemistry of the functioning of the whole body.
Chemical and proteins.
And yes. Thought and words.
Are the signals that are making things happen. So what you're saying, what you're thinking, and what you're saying are the predominant signals that make the cells of the body work. Because the cell of a body is just a lump of flesh waiting to be switched on. Like if this room is dark and we don't go and switch on the light, it doesn't switch on. That's what cells are like. So cells are waiting for us to walk in and switch on.
But they're thought and word responsive instead of...
They thought word responsive and they are chemical responsive. So they're responsive to signals. A signal can be... Yeah. The main signal that the cells respond to are your thoughts. And then the words feed back into the thoughts. So thoughts and words kind of work together. Then the other response that it has is to the chemicals of the body and the chemicals that we inhale. So what we're eating, what we're inhaling, that's all moving through the external environment around your cell. So your cell's here and it's got all this machinery inside waiting to respond. So it's waiting to respond. The biggest response, the 95%, 95 to 99% response is our thought life. Then, so the chemicals only form about a 1 to 5% response, which is quite interesting. Once the signal comes in, there's your cell. So once the signal, so here now we've got the cell. Inside there's the machinery. Around this I have swirling around this, the environment of the cell, of which there
Everything your life is made up of is in every one of those cells.
Exactly, 75 to 100 trillion cells, and each of those contains the full DNA complement. So it's incredible. It's like difficult to even compute. And then on the outside of each of those cells are all these doorways. Each cell has about 1,000. And they all open and close at different times in response to the signals outside. And those signals...
As an illustration.
Yeah.
Let's say that's a fat cell.
Okay.
And the purpose of this cell is to hold fat until it's needed as fuel. And then... a hormone signal is going to hit that thing and open it up, and it will then release that fat to be turned into glucose, which you burn for energy. That's the process we're talking about, isn't it?
Pretty much, so exactly. If your body needs a signal
that comes from either a hormone
insulin
signal or however it does it, and it hits that little fat cell, and when it does, it triggers it. And it opens up what it's supposed to do.
Exactly. Now that cell has got 1,000 little doorways plus. So that, and then there's a special hormone that will come at a certain time. And there's like in that one of these little doorways, there'll be, well, let me grab it They wanted just like one little doorway will have, will be responsive to a very specific type of hormone. It's called cell specificity. So they don't all open. One will open at a specific time, and that one will open at that time, and that one will open at that time, all based on the cell. Now, that's if things are operating correctly. If things aren't operating correctly, all those doors and things just rip off. So the cell becomes completely vulnerable. So instead of having cell specificity, which is the order of God, we now have cell chaos, because now all the doors and windows, imagine this environment here, your studio, all the doors and windows ripped off and there's a tornado. Can you imagine what's going to happen? That's what we do when we think toxic thoughts. We literally throw tornadoes at our cells. Breaks down the doors, and then anything can get in. So our genetic expression explodes in this negative way. We build these toxic thoughts that are neurodegenerative because they don't build properly. They basically are breaking down. They and over time, they just basically just degenerate in the brain. So if we have years and years and years of responding negatively to life's events and circumstances, we will land up with Alzheimer's and dementias and very whatever, Parkinson's and all these various different diseases, because we have put ourselves in the vulnerable zone. Now, I'm not going to say that if you think anger thought you're going to get Parkinson's. No one knows that relation. What we know from science is that every time you think a toxic thought and you don't get rid of it, you are putting yourself in the 75 to 98% vulnerable zone for illness. You know, and that's what the scripture said. That's what that James 1:13-15 says. Sin grows and becomes, brings forth death. And so they're seeing now in science, there's this definite relationship that we, as soon as we, if we don't get rid of stuff, we are in a vulnerable zone for dying. Basically,
so,
for picking up illness.
The Bible says, meditate in my word day and night, and you'll have a good success.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Day
you'll prosper.
And night.
Prosper
and
have and
prosperity
then,
is there.
Then it said in 3 John 2,
that's it.
I pray above all things that you might prosper and be in good health, even as
your soul prospers.
Right,
yeah. That's it.
And the soul contains the mind.
Exactly.
Which controls the brain. The brain is the servant of the mind.
Exactly.
And the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, and he said, I pray that you be made whole. Mm. Your whole spirit, your whole soul, and your whole body.
Integrated.
Now, for years, people thought the spirit and the soul are the same thing, but the scripture doesn't say
not.
That. And now we know better than that. They're three separate.
Yeah. And that vision that you had all those years ago, we were talking about it yesterday, the shriveled spirit. If our mind's not doing what it should, creating coherence between the spirit and the physical, if our soul is not listening to the Holy Spirit, our spirit won't grow, it won't develop. And we'll get, as you said, the fat heads and the shriveled spirits. So our mind is there to develop the spirit.
And we're out of time.
We're out of time.
We'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.